Alex, 2 points, really. One, any change to those de minimis rules, that's going to hurt air cargo, presumably. And then secondly to that, Amazon's sort of getting in on the act here, isn't it? It's launched its own low-cost e-tail operation, shipping products that cost less than $20 direct from factories in China to US customers. Amazon Air Cargo was also pretty prominent at ACF as a sponsor and promoting that it's now selling capacity to third parties. What's their strategy and how do all these things tie in?
Well, first of all, you know, airline heads have definitely been turned by e-commerce. That was very clear. Miami, people love it. Even those that don't carry it love it because it's meant that yields have gone up through the industry. I don't think anyone really believes, though, in their hearts that it's sustainable in its current form, either economically or environmentally. So I think the expectation is that Chinese retailers will set up, will be more present in the US and try to sell more US-made products. And then, of course, you've got Amazon, which has done the opposite, as you said, and set up Amazon Haul. It's reacting to the other e-commerce platforms, although Amazon Haul somehow seems like a bit of a backwards step, but who am I to judge? Yeah, they were a heavy sponsor of the ACS in Miami. They declined media interviews, so I couldn't ask them anything, but they were very much in attendance. Now, they said that they'd been selling capacity to third parties for years, but only now want to talk about it, and they're definitely in sort of capacity selling mode, which most people warmly welcome because they want more capacity. When they finally do talk to me, though, I'd like to know what their expertise is. Are they good enough to set up for complex cargo like pharmaceuticals? Will they have to stick to general cargo? If so, will the yields be sufficient? There are a few questions for them. The director of Amazon Air Cargo, Tom Bradley, said that they've got such a strong and flexible network that they'd almost never have to leave third-party cargo behind because they'd prioritise Amazon Cargo. But we do know that things change in logistics. So that may be something he lives to regret. I don't know. And there's loads of like industry toadying going on, frankly. Heads are being turned by Amazon. Last month, Kuhne + Nagel gave Amazon a huge advert when they said that Apex is using it for e-commerce and general cargo and that they were absolutely satisfied with the service. It was a win-win. So it was quite a nice result for Amazon. But yeah, I think they're going to be very present in the air cargo market in the future.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.